I just came back from Bangladesh, so I don't know if I'll be understood. Krishna-pristaya bhutale srimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine. Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, Pachatya Desatarini. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Godadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hakuroti Dachana, Pangulangaya Tegim, Yatki Dachalan Mande, Sigurum Dithainam, Paramanandamadavam, Sri Chaitanya Israel, Hariyom Tatsat. I didn't expect Radha Swami to run off the stage. I just wanted to take this opportunity related to welcome you all to Mayapur Dham. I hope that you are experiencing a blissful time. It will be a success if when you leave, you think how much you miss Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because being in the Dham, you should develop your attachment for Lord Chaitanya more and more. Arido. So I don't know what is already spoken. And but today we had the Gopal Palestinian, at which I went to get some satsanga at the Gosha, but I was a little late. But I got satsanga from the cows. As you know, that Navadvip is actually made by Radharani. She made Navadvip as a special offering to Lord Krishna. And brought Krishna out of Vrindavan to this place. That's why Navadvip is very, it's none different from Vrindavan, but it's very special because it's Radharani's town. So, Vrindavan is known as the Madhurya town, and this place, Navadvip, is known as Odarya town, a land of mercy. How many here need mercy? Phew. So, for us here, the Radharani's days like Radhastani, Kolbastani, other days, they're special because even because of our connection with Radharani. Also, when Krishna appears here, he takes on the color and mood of Radharani. And he comes as Gauranga. 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 One of Radharani's names is Gaurangi. So Lord Chaitanya comes as Gauranga. So he has this special mood of giving out mercy freely. And Lord Nityananda, he is, Lord Chaitanya described him as the perfect guru. He's pure mercy. I shared, you see, in Atlanta, New Thanihati Down, we were blessed by having His Holiness Radhanath Swami visit us for the Thanihati Festival. And there, he also came back in the kitchen and he mixed Chira Dahi, yogurt, flat rice, and fruits. And some said that offering that he mixed was the best yet. Would you like to help? Yeah. Well, if he comes again and you're there, you can have it. You're all very fortunate. Those of you who are under the shelter or initiate by Radhanath Swami, because he is a very sincere soul. He is thinking ahead of preaching and taking care of devotees in areas which others are not really thinking about. Prabhupada, he had a very broad vision, And I think that Radha Swami has been touched by some of Prabhupada's divine vision. Hari Bol. Now, I shared with some yatras that Prabhupada, he had sung this song in Nudhani Hati for the first time, that he sang Parama Karuna Bahudu Ijana Nitai Gora Chandran. How Gaur Nitai, they were supremely merciful, and they give out their mercy, although they were the Lord's. And we're going to hear all the Lord Chaitanya exhibited his Mahaprakash and how he gave out some mercy to the different devotees. Most of Lord Chaitanya's Leela, he was keeping himself hidden as a young devotee. In Kali Yuga, the Lord comes as a hidden avatar, Channa avatar. So, but on two or three occasions, he showed to the devotees who he really was. And the acharyas, they tell us that this is just to put us in the proper, respectful attitude. So, there are many different avatars, but of all the avatars, this avatar is very special. Sali avatar, Saramasiramani, Kela Ananda Kanda. He is considered the crown jewel of all the avatars. Now, do you need a repetition of what I am saying? Because my left side is still paralyzed, and I haven't recuperated yet from Bangladesh. So, it's nothing, if you need a repetition, it's quite understandable. Does anyone need a repetition? I can't see. So, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, they are considered the crown jewels of all the avatars because they gave a process which was Kilo Ananda Kanda, simply blissful, simply blissful. Chanting, singing, dancing, taking prasadam. I came today to see what I could see about your prasadam arrangement. And very nice. And also to hear some of the Lord's pastimes and glories. So, if someone asks you, oh, you're in England, you had a vacation, what'd you do? Oh, I was singing, dancing, and I had a feasting. Oh, you had a good time. But that's our dharma.
So, knowing how all the avatars have some lila, and Lord Chaitanya's lila was giving out the mercy. So, Lord Chaitanya saying, Vajradvajradvai, Chaitanya Nidai, Sudhara Vishas Kori, that put your full faith in Nidai Gaur and worship them and do your bhajan of them and give up Vishayacharya, all the sinful activities, say Rasi Majya, observe yourself in the transcendental bliss of the Lord's pastimes. Just like today, I heard Rana Swami, "What's your appetite?" Lord Chaitanya said, come here, Haridas." And what did Haridas see? I'll tell you the wrong. So, to be absorbed in that rasa of the Lord's pastimes, how the Lord, He performs different activities and pastimes, which are also very unique and visible. So, to be fully absorbed in those, in the rasa of those pastimes, mukhe dvalo hari hari, and constantly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. One day I was sitting in the Calcutta airport, and I had my D-Day, I was chanting, and one sister from the Mother Teresa nuns, she came up and asked me, "Can I ask you a question?" "Sure, what's that?" "You have a chicken in your leg? Do you have a chicken in your leg?" "No, I don't." She thought the weeds were jumping and there was a chicken. I said, "This is our rosary." "Oh." So, but we are constantly chanting, Hari Hari. Maki Lolo Hari Hari. So, and then, Lajan Das, he says, Deko Orivai. Tiluvane-nai-amna-dayala-dhata. Yeah, and Prabhupada, he translates, you analyze. Like now, the scientists, they study, they analyze, they verify, they check. All right, check this out. Who is the most merciful Lord, the most merciful person in the three worlds, in the whole universe, in the whole universe, analyze, and you won't find anyone who gives out a more valuable mercy for a cheaper price. He gives out pure love of Krishna and price free. So, there are some very magnanimous persons. They give out, say, liberation or deliverance to their followers. But Jagai Madai, they're not followers of the Lord. They're very sinful people. And Lord Nityananda Haridas, they came out to the brothers, Jagai Madai, And Lord Nityananda said, please give up your, please lead a holy life and chant the holy names. And they were chased by the two brothers. The second time, Madai hit Nityananda Prabhu on the head with a wine bottle, causing him to bleed. At that time, Lord Nityananda said, you drawing blood, does it mean I won't give you love of Krishna? And so the Jagai said, Madai, you just beat this guy. He's bleeding. He's still hugging love. Bow down. He's not an ordinary soul. And then Lord Chaitanya showed up. He was so angry. As he promised, and this avatar, he don't take any weapon of violence. But he also, standing promise is the Lay Bhakta Pranashati. He'll protect his devotee. So he he called out for Siddharshan Chakra and it'll finish out Madai. And Lord Nityananda, he pleaded, please forgive them. If you kill them, you have to kill countless others in Kali Yuga. And then it was agreed that if they promised not to do any more, if they promised to lead a holy life and chant Hare Krishna, then they would be forgiven. So they bathed in the Ganges, they took shelter at Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, and then they were forgiven. So, I think one of these years, you all went to Katra. Did you go to Katra on your jatra? Did you see the samadhi of Jai Madai there? No, I didn't remember. That samadhi is in Katra. And there are the deeds they're chanted on, and also there are kartals, pujaris. Pujaris tell us every day they would dance to the Ganges and chant Hare Krishna. And on the way they'd be crying. People were gundas, mafia, criminals, heartless. Can't even mention the stuff they did. They look at the Shastra, not for spiritual living. What will we break today? What Avrad can we do today? They were the worst. And in Yamalok, the 26 ordinary hells weren't good enough. They had such architects working, designing a hell for them. So architects, beware. You may find a jowl in Yamalok if you don't chant Hare Krishna. You'll be designing hells. But these two, they were delivered by Lord Nityananda, and they start chanting and dancing, and they were literally crying, crying the Lord's name. So how much mercy Lord Nitya has? How much mercy Gauranga has? These are not followers. These are offenders. Prasandis, but they also got the Lord's mercy. So, Tiga ori dai, ti dovere dai, amra dalayalo dada, pasitaki jure, pasnadire, sanita gurugata. In Jarikanda forest, Lord Chaitanya had the animals dancing and chanting. They were kissing deers and tigers. No fear, no hatred, no violent mood. They were dancing, chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Such was the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya, he could get the animals to chant. We cannot imitate Lord Chaitanya, but at least we can get the human beings to chant. So, Rana Swami, he gets, he does a pretty good job to get you all to dance and chant. To get human beings to chant dance. So, also in Jagannath Puri, I heard that in the temple of Lord Jagannath, on the Garuda Stambha, there are the melted imprints of Lord Chaitanya's fingers. He would see the deity and his love was so intense, it would literally melt the stone. I saw in the Alalanath temple where he ran like 11 miles when the deity of Lord Jagannath was closed for 15 days, and he paid his obeisances there to the official deity. He literally melted the stone. And his body print was there in the stone. How many of you have seen that? Say hi, Bo. Those who saw. So, in fact, you can see, you can touch, you can put your fingers in the grooves. The Lord Chaitanya was having such intense love, he literally melts stone. So there's some hope for us, at least for me. My stone-like heart, you have already saw hearts, but my stone-like heart may get melted by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So, I was starting to meditate on this song. Although it's two more lines, he says, Sangsar Rohili, Sangsar Mojia, Rohili Phariya, Saitwati Nahiloas, Abdul Karma, Punjaya Samana, Koi Ho Chanadas. That Lodzendas said, Radhak, I'm in the karma, I'm in the samsara, in the material world, trying to enjoy my bodily senses. And I'm here, Father. I have no hope and no desire to get the mercy of Nitai Gaur. I suffer and enjoy according to my karma what I deserve. So, recently I took a flight, and that particular airline said there are now many airlines which are flying this route, and we want to thank you for choosing our airline. So, there are many airlines, there are many ways, and two of those ways, one is Lord Chaitanya Nityananda's mercy, and one is the karma root. So, who likes the karma root? Southern joy, exactly what you deserve according to the laws of karma. Who likes the karma root? Raise your hand. And who wants the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? What? How many want the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda? That's better. So, thinking about how that mercy is there. What about all those pure human, poor human beings who are deprived? They don't take the mercy of Nithai Gaur. They're still studying and enjoying the karma root, a karma line. Bhakti Om Vishnupad, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, Prana Chajar Sahitu Prachar. Those who have the heart, those who have life, they preach. So, Prabhupada, he wanted us to spread the mercy, spread the vani, spread the message of Lord Chaitanya. This is the time for the golden age, a golden age of Lord Chaitanya. When all the holy rivers came to Lord Krishna and Dwarka, and they rushed Brother Gandhi's ahead as the spokesperson, she said, soon, according to the symptoms, we see you will leave, and your Leela will come to an end here, and Kali Yuga will begin, and all the sinful people will bathe in our waters, and we will be overloaded with sins. So please take us with you. We want to go with you. But Krishna was smiling. He said, you just wait 5,000 years. You wait. And I'm sending one devotee who will spread the holy name all over the world. I'm sending a devotee who will spread this holy name, and the whole world will become one Varna, Hari Bhakta. And for 10,000 years, there will be a golden age. And so many Vaishnavas will come and bathe in your waters. You know that just to hear about a Vaishnava, just to see a Vaishnava, is so purifying. What to think of touching one? So you wait, and 10,000 years, you wait 5,000 years, let sinful people bathe you. For 10,000 years, you have Vaishnavas come and bathe in you. You'll know them that they're chanting Hare Krishna. So, then Lord Krishna said, after 10,000 years, again the Kali Yuga will begin in a very dark Gaur Kali way. At that time, you can go underground like the Saraswati River and hide for the remainder of the Kali Yuga. So now, Srila Prabhupada, he came and he spread the holy name to every continent of the world. He made a point to visit every continent, Africa, Latin America, North America, Europe, Australia, all Asia. He visited all the countries, at least all the continents of the world. So, but now, he left us this heritage, this responsibility to spread the holy name, to spread Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world. So it's very important that you're here. You're hearing from such a great devotee as, a pure devotee as His Holiness Radha Swami. You're hearing the glories of Lord Chaitanya, the glories of Lord Nityananda, the glories of Navadvipa. Here, whatever you do, 1,000 times more credit you get. And here, in Vrindavan also, you get 1,000 times. But there, if you do any abroad, it's also 1,000 times. So in Vrindavan, you have to be very, very careful. I'm not saying that you should commit any offense here. But the Lord is so merciful that here offenses are not so serious and as they are other places. So this is a place to get our batteries charged, to be able to preach, to spread the message. Someone asked me, why people don't know about Lord Chaitanya? And frankly, I said, that's our fault. Because we haven't spread the message of Lord Chaitanya around. People don't know his actual position. So, this is essential that we do, that people should know who Lord Chaitanya was, how he was so merciful, and they should try to take his mercy. I was reading last night how Krishna, he defeated the seven bulls to gain the hand of Satyadevi by extending himself in the seven Krishnas, and then he tamed each wolf. So Lord Chaitanya, he also extended himself seven forms and seven kirtan parties and Jagannath Puri. So Lord Chaitanya performed various pastimes. You're hearing how he performed the Mahaprakash Lila. These pastimes are all blissful. So, but they also show the actual position of Lord Chaitanya. So, there are actually many verses in the authorized shastras which predict, allude, tell about Lord Chaitanya's existence, his mercy. But since he coming as a devotee, it doesn't obviously tell all the details very clearly, because then there would be no point of his coming in a hidden way. Now that he's gone and gone, we can tell all the people, this is what this verse meant. This is who Lord Chaitanya was. So, I hope that you all get inspired to tell everybody how they can take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. This mercy was not so freely available as it is today. And Krishna comes one day, once out of 1,000 years, a thousand cycles of years, he comes once every day of Brahma. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya comes, not every time. And we are only 500 years after, or just when he predicted that he would send his Sinapati Bhakta to come and spread the holy name. So Prabhupada, he came, it seems by all the predictions, he was a Sinapati Bhakta. No one spread the holy name before, and he did it. It's now all over the world. Our Goliath brothers, they also now appreciate how what Prabhupada did was something very special. So, we have this great, great opportunity to be part of Lord of Prabhupada's movement, part of Lord Chaitanya's movement, and now we have to claim from Kali Yuga, stand by Kali, 10,000 years, take a break. This is Lord Chaitanya's time. Hadido!
Hadido!
Hadido! I hope you're all comfortable here. In the mornings, where do you go? You visit all the islands? How many islands do you visit? All night. You see, there's one place that we don't visit on foot. I've been saying that we should visit. But so far, our party leaders haven't figured out how to fit it. That's a place called Rukunpur. It's far north. It's the northern limit of Navadvipa. Now we go up to, Belpugar, and we see the deity of Satchivata. A little further, about 2 kilometers out, the Ganges. A place called Rukunpur. That place is a special round tirtha. Run around, visit. But our party on foot doesn't visit. So if you visit Rukunpur, when Lord Nityananda married Shagram and the Bhakti the Ganges shifted and they moved to the Rukunpur. So there are deities of Dhanava, Devi, and Vasudha, and also Lord Nityananda. So, if you can somehow put it in Roganpur, it's the undiscovered village, then you can have the proud distinction of being the only Prakantharti that visited Roganpur. Either we don't do it. I know, but others, they don't do it. Well, anyway, you see, this is about all I can speak, or in my voice, getting out. History of the underneath was told to you? Is that a yes? Now how Brahma came? Was that told? See, we're trying to find the holy places which are mentioned in the Navadvip Mahatma, and we found many of holy places, like in near the Jagannath Temple. It said there was a Balaram Tirtha where Balaram had visited. And he liberated the Maya Asura and saved the Brahmanas. So we're trying to find them. And one old farmer, he said, "Oh, I know where there's the Maya Mardi Mutt. There's a field called a field of Maya Mardi, where a son called Maya was killed. So where's that field?" And he said, "It's this area." So these names have been handed down for thousands of years. I mean, no one knows where the origin of these names were. So it fit the description where Balaram killed the Maya Asura and fought with him. It said that he was fighting back and forth and they dug a big indentation in the ground, and then Balaram caused the demon to bleed and his blood filled the indentation, so the place is still this day a little low, and so it's called Maya Mani Mat. Like that, some place Bhaktivinoda gives a little hint. He said that there's the place of the Pandavas, and it's called Mahatpur on the records. That means Mahat are the great souls. Those are the Pandavas. And so he looked at all the ancient land records and he found in the land of Vajradvip, some records show Mahatpur Moja. So like this, we found some places. He found that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarathakur he took his party, and they saw the different places, the Gorodaha, the place of the crocodile, who was delivered by Lord Chaitanya, and then also the Nainasharanya, the Pusyartirtha, and then the Uchahata. So all these places were hidden. There's still some places hidden where it's looking into heaven to see Saptat Rishi Tila. Seven rishis have little hillocks. We don't see any hillocks now. I haven't had time to go on the Google map and see from the satellite if there's seven hills anywhere. That's those three in Madhya Deep. Also in Madhudram Deep, Vaikundathor, it's still hidden. And also the Ramlila place, the big tree, or the big Danyan tree. Like that, there's a few places. But some places, like in Janadeva, Janamuni's ashram, that's known. Also the place of Vidyanagar, where all the Vedas were revealed. And Lord Chaitanya came there to discuss with the pandits. And Sadhguru Bhattacharya was born there. That place is known. So like this, there's some places known. Mostly we found out most of the places. A few yet elude. So some work is still there. But as time goes on, it gets harder and harder to live. So we're trying to do something to save these holy places and keep some siddhi there somehow. Otherwise, like Vaivasaranya, it was olden place. It was all trees. But gradually, people started to move there and build houses. And now there's only a little place left. So, like that. If anybody likes to help with this effort in securing the holy places of Navadvipam for the posterity of your children, grandchildren to see, well, we need some help. Also, some people are contributing to buy some of these lands to visit in the future. So, like that, there are a number of sevas which you are trying to do. Here, in Maya Vardhan, Prabhupada was saying that living and dying in Mayapur, it's all the same. So we asked him, how could living and dying be the same? He said, well, you live here, you're living in the holy dham, and if you die here, you'll go back to the Loka Vrindavan. Hadidho! 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 Then Prabhupada said, they have the Janmasthan. We have the Karmasthan. That Krishna said, Janma Karma Chanadya Dhyam. My birth and my activities are transcendental. So, of the two, Krishna was born in Mathura, but he went to do his activities in Vrindavan. So he was born there at the birthplace, but today his activities are done here. So Prabhupada wanted us to do the activities of Lord Chaitanya, to extend his message, and to get also the mercy. So it's happy that Radharaswami is here, and that he has brought all of you here, and Sri Swagatam. Hare Krishna.